Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
A buyer's guide to purchasing life insurance online.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. If you're in the market for life insurance, you're in the right place, as joining me here in the studio with what you need to know about applying for a well-priced policy online is the Wall Street Journal's Leslie Sism. Leslie, you say it's getting quicker and easier to do this. What are some of the changes taking place?
There have been a lot of advances with predictive analysis, databases getting better, algorithms working better. So a growing number of life insurers are becoming more comfortable in using algorithms to figure out if the person applying for insurance is in pretty good health and someone they ought to insure. So by using these algorithms online, they can issue an insurance policy in 20 minutes.
Wow.
That's right. That's a big wow. Before that, as many of our listeners may know, an insurance company would send a paramedic around to the residents and collect blood and often urine samples, take the other vital statistics. Then those get sent off to a lab. The insurer may also be in contact with your doctors to collect various medical reports. And then those all go to the insurance company, and then it's going to take several weeks for the analysis to be done. So after a month, you'd learn if you get the life insurance and what the price would be. You know, the arrival of smart algorithms in the life insurance industry may really be shaking things up.
One more place in our lives being shook up by that's really interesting.
Most of the insurance companies running these real-time underwriting processes online are restricting the policies to younger people. It's generally a process only available to people under 45 years old, and there's a cap of about $1 million that would typically apply. So the insurers are partly screening people through these age and policy size limits. So they're getting younger people who don't tend to be in an age to die of cancers and heart diseases.
Any pitfalls people should watch for?
There are just a couple of insurance companies right now that are running these real-time processes in which they are seeking to give you a very competitive price. There are a lot of other insurance companies that say you can buy insurance online, but the price may be very expensive. They're largely charging you for the convenience, and they're protecting themselves from the risk that a lot of people with poor to just average health sign up for the insurance rather than people who are very healthy. So you may not know that going into the online process. That's why we're saying it's really important for you in advance to do some price comparison so that when a price pops up, you will know, is this actually a good deal? You know, am I paying too much for the convenience? Because in general, if you are a very healthy person, it may be worth your while to go through the hassle of the blood and the urine tests.
We're talking about life insurance with Leslie Sism, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Leslie, anything about this process you think will surprise people?
It probably surprises people that so much information is at the hands of the insurance companies, that they can draw in this information in real time. The insurance companies are drawing on motor vehicle records.
Oh, that's a surprise to me. Wow.
that is important because with young people, I'm talking about people under the age of 45, they generally aren't dying at these younger ages of cancers, diabetes, or heart diseases. Instead, a lot of your traffic fatalities occur with the younger ages. So the insurance companies want to know if you have a history of reckless driving, negligence driving. Negligent driving, has your license been suspended at some time for some offense? Very importantly, do you have any DUIs? That's something the insurance company is going to be very concerned about. But besides the motor vehicle records, another very important database is prescription drug database. These have been around for probably 20 or so years. Just in more recent years have these databases of medication histories been tapped into by life insurers. And they now have algorithms that can smartly figure out, you know, what kind of health you have as the applicant. I mean, some drugs would be obvious. If you're taking a certain kind of drug, it would be obvious what your problem is, and mm-hmm. whether that's just a short-term illness and something you can recover well from, or if it's a cancer drug. Algorithms have gotten very smart in terms of allowing the insurance companies to figure out how to determine if a drug that has multiple uses is a good or a bad thing, like an anti-nausea drug. A pregnant woman might take an anti-nausea drug, so could someone who's being treated for cancer and has chemotherapy or something.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Leslie Sism joining us here in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.